Federal opposition leader Pierre Poilievre announced his plan to tackle extortion on Wednesday, August 20, at a Surrey banquet hall that was the site of a July 21 overnight shooting. Poilievre stated that Royal King Palace and Convention Centre was the victim of extortion. However, Surrey police said Wednesday, August 20, that the motive is still under investigation, but, at this time, investigators have not developed any links between the shooting and extortion. Poilievre also laid out his priorities for the fall session, which included stronger take-home pay, safer streets, secure borders, a self-reliant Canada. He said this plan starts with safety, which is why he was in Surrey at the site of a recent shooting, to announce his top three priorities on how he and the Conservatives plan to end extortion and restore safe streets. The first being the listing of the Lawrence Bishnoi gang as a terrorist entity. Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and Premier David Eby have previously called on the federal government to take similar action. The Bishnoi gang has been terrorizing communities, shooting up neighborhoods, extorting our people and taking the money out of our country. There's evidence now that their violence is linked to terror and to political motivations, Poilievre said. Designating the group as a terrorist entity would allow police to arrest anyone who raises money, organizes plans, does logistics or recruitment and put those people in jail, or if they are not Canadians, kick them out of this country. Poilievre also wants to reintroduce a mandatory minimum jail time for extortion-related sentences. A 3-year minimum for all extortion-related convictions, 4 years if a gun is involved and 5 years when it is connected to organized crime. This action plan will help us to become more secure, he said. We need to reverse the Liberal laws that have caused this chaos in the first place. Liberals passed Bill C-5, which lowered the penalty for extortion with a gun. What do you know? We have more extortion with guns. There has been a 117% increase in extortion-related organized crime incidents in Canada from 2020 to 2024, according to Stats Canada. His announcement aimed at the Liberal government, which in 2022 passed Bill C-5 and eliminated mandatory minimum sentences for 14 offences in the Criminal Code, including some involving firearms, weapons and substances. The bill also removed the mandatory minimum sentence of 4 years for those convicted of extortion where a non-prohibited or restricted firearm was used in the offence. The offences must also not be committed for the benefit of, at the direction of, or in association with a criminal organisation. If the offence is committed with a restricted or permitted firearm or, for the benefit of, at the direction of, or in association with a criminal organisation, the mandatory minimum sentence is 5 years for the first offence and 7 for the second. Lastly, he wants jail, not bail, and will continue to pressure the federal government to repeal the Bill C-5 and Bill C-75 bail laws. To ensure that offenders who engage in extortion go to jail, they're not automatically released again and again through the revolving door. If someone commits a crime when they're here as a visitor, we want them to do a sentence in prison and then get the hell out of Canada, he saw. Currently, depending on the severity of the crime and sentence, non-citizens, including permanent residents, can be deported after serving their sentence. A permanent resident or foreign national is inadmissible to Canada if they have been convicted in Canada of an offence that is punishable by a maximum term of imprisonment of at least 10 years, or if they have been sentenced to more than 6 months in prison. Poilievre secured a seat back in the House of Commons on Monday in the Battle River Crowfoot by-election. He received more than 80% of the vote. Poilievre described the impact of 10 years of a Liberal government and said under Prime Minister Mark Carney, everything is worse.